the second night of Fall Psalm and the Tzum, which is the Chamayr. That's what you want to know. Okay, I don't know where we started this week. Can anybody?
Yes, we're on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph V'Nikhev L'Moylid.
Right, thank you. So I just have to change it on top of the test here. Baruch Moshe will change it. Right. Thank the Gemara. V'Nikhev L'Moylid, a person who has a hole, cannot give birth. Well, he who got it, there was a person who sells the dick to him up a day tree for Korzei Silui, and he was pierced by a thorn, the bayam in his testicles, but up a make a chut the mugla, and a little liquid came out to Eilat, and he had children. So the Gemara, Shalom Shmuel, come into Rabbam, lay tay, because the Rabbam of Ma'an, Rab said, it's not his children. I'm reviewed on Mishmuel, but to a documentation, Ma'an Kasha, a person whose testicles are wounded or disintegrate, then Shemayim is kosher. I'm a rubber handle to see the Ptua. That's what the Pasuk says, Ptua, but the Hapatua, which would have meant he's born that way. Masnita Tana Namelo Yavi Ptua Dakam and Namelo Yavi Mamzer. Ma'alu Halam B'dei Adam is caused by humans. Avkam B'dei Adam is caused by humans. I'm a rubber. Ptua Bekula. Ptua applies to both the male organ, the testicles, and the Chute Hazera. Dach Bekulam crushed is by everything. Krus Bekulam cut is by everything. Ptua Bekulam Beishanim Tagid Beishanim Tubayim Beishanim to Chute Bayim. Those are the tubes, whatever you call them. Dach b'kulam b'shinit chagid, b'shinit chubayim, b'shinit chutebayim. Kus b'kulam b'shinit chagid, b'shinit chubayim, b'shinit chutebayim. Am lehum rabban al rabban. M'mayid ha b'tzu adaka b'yisimakim. How do I know b'tzu adaka means in the reproductive organs? Emma meraycha, maybe it means wound in his head. Am lehmid lehmana b'dairis. It doesn't say any generations. Shema b'na b'yisimakim, where he can't reproduce. Right, the Gemara will do my lehmana b'dairis. The Yehudu Aser b'ray b'ar b'ray kasher. Maybe the reason it doesn't say generations is because it doesn't affect his kids. Dum yidu kushabcha. Ma kushabcha b'yisimakim. Afaynami b'yisimakim. Since it says p'su adaka nest to kushabcha, and kushabcha is in the reproductive organs, so the same thing is true by p'su adaka. In fact, the Gemara kushabcha b'gufim b'mayda b'yisimakim. How do I know by kushabcha? Eime mitzvasei, maybe it means his lip. The Gemara shabcha k'zim b'makim sheshayfech, a place where it pours out, whereas by the lip, it would be spit out with force. It wouldn't come out on its own, even if it's cut. Which is mashmet, always flows out. It's when the cut affects the ability of something to come out with force and makes it come out in trickles. That is where kushavcha is. By the nostril, it's always shayfach. Just like mamzer is caused by a relationship, I've come by yisimakim. So there's two sources how I know p'tzu adaka is by yisimakim. There's a hole that starts, that one side is closer to the body than the atara, and then the other side is further from the body than the atara. Question is, a hole has to be through and through, and over here, the hole through and through is not all the Maila Matara. And under the Atara, it's kosher. So the question is, what's the halacha? Not true. It has to be, any part of the hole goes above the Atara, means closer to the body, it's bustle. In the Shtayim Matara, the Mishnah says it's kosher. Yasir Ravina Bekumi Boyle, Malaya Chucha Amrapne, Kulap Le Ruba. Does it have to be the whole circumference or majority of the circumference? Amalei Rabbi Luzer says, "Ravina Malaya Chut Apnei Ruba VeKlapei Reisha." However, it can't be enough. It has to be by the Atara. It can't be that a little piece sticks out and then further down, away from the body, it goes around the whole circumference. Next to the Atara, there has to be a Chut that covers most of the circumference. Amar Ravuna Kekum was Ksheira. If somebody's male organ was whittled away to look like a quill, which means thick in the back, but when it comes to the front, towards away from the body, it thins out like a quill. It's kosher. To Marzev, however, if it was made in a way that it indents and it looks like a gutter, then it's a psula. Why? High shalad bavira. What happens is in the Marzev, if air gets into between the two sides of this gutter-looking thing, and it causes the zera not to become potent, and therefore makes him puzzle. The high lashal b'avir, the kumas, does not affect the potency of the zera. Reb Chisda Amar Kamarz of Sherek a kumas puzzle. High garid v'high lo garid. Chat Rashi, first chat, is that by the marzev, the organ is enough that it touches the side of the woman, which causes the zera to come out potent. Whereas by the kumas, since it thins out, it doesn't touch the sides of the woman, and therefore woman, and it keeps the potency from working. Amar Rabbi Kolasi Rabuna Mistabra, Hai Lushal Bavira, Hai Shal Bavir, Imishim Gridusa. Are you worried about the rubbing in the side of the woman? Mises have a bar to the Kavita. When you have a spigot, as long as in that one point it touches, that's enough for chimum. So in the back of the organ, meaning towards the body, it's wide enough, and that's enough. Amar Rabbi Nalurameh Mahokam, Basutra Mishmeh Rapapa, Hilkos the Bank of Kumas Bank of Maritim Shera, period. Mimi Boiler, Lamata Matar Lamaila. Is this talking about closer to the body or further than the body than the corona? Obviously, even if it's missing, it's kosher. Something about you're right. Ravina Lishbushilam Rema Hutabayim. He asked this question just to see if Rema would react and say, well, what does that mean? Something about Vaita Hu of the Dabi Masa Makasya, there was a story of Masa Makasya. Shafya Mar Baravashi Kikumas Vakshare. He turned the marzev into a kumas and he made it kosher. Let's think about Vaita Hu of the Dabi Bumadisi, Satam groups of the Shikwazera. Vyabik Bumakim Tanim. In those days, there used to be two Shvilim, Gemara says so, Beferish of Akiris. The Mishnah, there used to be two tubes, one for Shikwazera, one for urine, and one got clogged up, and the Shikwazera came out through the urine tube. Some Rabbi Babai Lakshuri. I'm Rabbi Mishnah, asking the law, you come from a family that's cut up, Amri Milsum and Lucy, you say cut up things. It only becomes potent if it goes through its own tube, not if it goes through the other tube. I'm reviewed on Mishmul, Nikiv Venistam. A hole that got sealed up. Koshili nikra v'nikra pasul. If when he sees carry, it rips, that's pasul. V'lav kosher, which means it can be fixed if the closing lasts. Havi by Rabbi Heich, ilay me'mata matara, is it a further away from the body than the atara for the nikras nami? So what exact, and before the atara, it never gets that force that it should rip open. So exactly where is this test done? Now, the Gemara about Tara Atma, exactly at the place of the Atara. If my name is Mori Bar Maram, my Ukva Mishmul, Nikra Batara Atma, the Nistim, Koshi, the Nikra, the Nikra, Pasu, and Lav Kasha. Shaluk, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, Yisim, Lamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us Rabbi. Hechi Avdinan, how do you make this test? Amalim, Asina, Nama, Hamima, you bring the Sari, you bring hot barley bread, Menachina, the Apek, Pukri, and you put it by his rectum, Umikri, that causes carry. Because in the lane we see if it rips. You need that to make people have carry when you think they're Yaakov Avinu. Are they Yaakov Avinu? We just put nice women's clothing in front of him. He should be Mahara and women. That they'll be Mahara and bring to carry. A hole causes it to trickle and takes away the force of the shikha v'zera, and it cannot procreate. Nistam kasher, v'neishu v'meilet. V'zeh b'sul shikhaizel l'ksherai, this is a b'sul that becomes kasher again. Zot the gemar zeh l'mutei, my, what is it include, excluding? L'mutei krum shalom machmas makar v'reya, in the lung of an animal, if there's a scar tissue that develops, there ain't a krum because it breaks open. Shalok le'rav izi barabu l'abaya. Heichi avdinan, how do you create the seal? Masinan sarto, you bring a barley, musatina lay, and you scratch it to cause it to bleed. Masinan tarba, you bring fat, mishavinan, and you smear it. Masinan shumshin gamla, you bring a big ant, masinan lay, and you make him bite into there. Upaskina lay the resh, and you cut off his head and leave it there. As he disintegrates, meanwhile the flesh is forming, caused by the bleeding, which causes flesh to form to close the hole up. Medavkas arta, only barley. I have a parzma metal, Mizrav Zarev, can make a wound which is won't heal, or Rashi second shot is it causes swelling, which will keep it from healing. Vanimili cotton, it has to be a small hole. I have a guddle, if it's a big hole, mikpuli ikpuli, it'll peel off, it won't last. Somebody urinates in both places, which means obviously there's a hole between the two, it's puzzle. Because the answer is, because even though it comes out through the urine tube, which we said before is possible, but it also comes out through the Shechvezera tube, which says it's kosher. Unlike before, it was only coming out through the urine tube. And Beloik Abba, Abba Damrahuna Nashim, I'm Sardla Zubazum, that sleep together, lesbian relationships, Sulis Lakuna. When it was a relationship with a man with his penetration. Avalisha Patusa Baalma, it's Pritzus, doesn't ask you to Kuna. Dr. Mishnah Vaitim, Tsuadaka, Khrushchevkim, Trimba Giyaris, and Mishukhraris. If Tsuadaka and Khrushchevkim can marry a Giyaris and Mishukhraris, because this kind of holds Kahal Gerim, Loy Ikri Kahal, that a Gerim can marry any Psule Kahal. A Giyaris can marry a Mamzer. Kid'll be a Mamzer, but there's no Isser. Bain and Asurin on the love of a call, they can't marry a Jewish girl. Shinemar, the Yavab Tsuadaka, Khrushchevkim, Kahal Hashem, and this kind of holds Kahal Gerim, Loy Ikri Kahal. Boy, my name is Shashis. How about a Kayan who can't marry a Giyaris because of his kahuna? Right? So the Tsuadaki Isser is waived by Giyaris. How about the Kayan to a Zaina, to a Giyaris who's considered like a Zaina? Bigdushase Koy the Usser, does he still remain Kedusha? Or Dumala Bigdushase Koy Bishari, or because he's a Tsuadaka, at least for marital things, he loses his Kedusha. Amalur of Sheshis Tanisua. Tsuadaki Yisrael Mutab in Nesina. Now Nesina is a Giyaris at this point, or Cheshis holds, from the seven Umais, where because of Kedusha, we don't allow a Yisrael to marry a Nesina. Yet, from Tsuadaka, we allow it. That means we waive Kedushas Yisrael to allow marriage from Tsuadaka. So just like you waive Kedushas Yisrael, you waive Kedushas Kayin. Interestingly enough, the Gemara never questions that comparison. It doesn't say maybe Kedushas Kayin is different. Obviously, if we're willing to waive the Kedushas Yisrael, we for sure will be willing to waive Kedushas Kayin. That's what the Gemara assumes, and the Gemara doesn't question that. Dr. Gemara, if we don't waive Kedusha, how can we allow Tzudaka to marry Nesina? Nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael. It's not a Jewish Nesina. It's Duma Maila Ben Vazza Parlach Lavaitis Gechavim. The only reason is because you're not allowed to marry a guy. And the reason you're not allowed to marry a guy is because the kids will be Gayim. And the kids will go off to D or be Gayim. Honey, will be Yisrael Mavit Gechavim. She'll be Gayim Yisrael Shari. But a Giyaris Nesin is Mutter. Like this Chatin Bum is going on a guy. Rabbanon the Gazer Bahu. It's only Asim and Rabbanon. He Gazer Rabbanon Banach Bnei Eludi. Abahai Dela Abba Eludi Le Gazer Rabbanon. If she's a Giyaris Nesina, there's no Kedusha. No question of Kedusha. It's a question of a Drabbanon de Geiser. And they weren't Geiser by somebody who can't procreate. Zakti Gemara Amata Mamzer Dvar Luzo Chanami Dasser. He said Mamzer can't marry a Geiris Nesina, but Tom Mamzer and Nesina will try and love his Ebezeh. And the Tigaz Rabbanon B'Ksherim, B'Psulim B'Gaz Rabbanon. They were only Geiser by Ksherim, not by Psulim. So again, Zakti Rabba, I don't understand Rav Sheshis Israya. We're not dealing with a Deraisa of Nesina. It's not Asim and Deraisa. It's only Asim and Drabbanon. David HaMelech was Geiser, as we will see on Daf Ayin Tes. So therefore, they didn't make it by Psulim. Hadamah Rabba Lav Nosi Diyami. Then Rabba changed his mind and said, no, they're biblically banned in Nesina, Giyaris Nesina. Why? The Yisim have become less Bukhasnas. The Pasuk says, Chatin can't be going on Kayim. There is no marriage. This guy who has no Chasnas. Chasnas only happens after they're Megayir. Well, I'm sorry?
Jewish.
And therefore, it's still alive in the Torah, and we waive it from Tzuadaka. It's a raya that Kedusha is waived from Tzuadaka. So, according to the Maskana, Rav Sheshis has proven his Shaila that Tzuadaka is Mutter B'Giyaris. Tzuadaka Kayan is Mutter B'Giyaris. Master Rav Yaisam. So now we're going to zero in if Rav's shot that Lishchaten means Jewish is true. He was Megayiver. We didn't accept Geiris at that point. We didn't accept Geiris because people did it for ulterior motives, for the riches of being a Jew. She didn't need it. Now here it is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learned that the kasha is, she's a mitzvah rishayna, you wouldn't use the word chitun because it's illegal. Taisa says it's chau, So what does that mean? So even though it's illegal, it's valid. So it's chitum woodwork. Taisus learns the kashya is how could Shlomo marry her? So according to Rashi, we're still zeroing in on the word chitun. According to Taisus, we're zeroing in on how could Shlomo marry her. Are you going to say because they're not really mitzvim, because they migrated? Well, Tanya Amrav Yehuda, according to Rashi, it's not migration, it's Kriyas Yamsuf, made them a minority, and therefore afterwards there was never a majority mitzvim in the country. I had a friend from Tamid Rebbe Kiva named Miyaman. I am a first generation Ger, and I married a first generation Geiris. Now, they answered him that he doesn't have to do it because of Sancheriv. But before Sancheriv, it was true. That means migration never happened, and Kriyas Yamsuf did not make it roiv other nations. Amar Papa, Anami Shlomalek of Anisuf, Shlomalek Nasamidi. He didn't marry her, and therefore the word, it wasn't illegal, and therefore the word chitun could apply. The Gemara is going to ask why in a minute. And according to Tosfos, he never violated the law of a mitzvah shushayna. In fact, the Gemara ben Sibay, minagoyim Hashem Hashem, you shouldn't marry them and they shouldn't marry you. Because they might mislead you. He attached himself in a loving matter, but not in a marriage matter. So back to the kasha, it's not a marriage, so we still could use the word chitun. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Vanan T'noi T'nan Hoki. Our Mishnah says to without Kru Shabchem Tarmi Geres Mishkareres. The inference is Haben Sina Asiri, which is Shver and the Brisa before that we quoted its mutter. Amalei Tamechei Maseif Aveinam Asur Mel Beloved Bekol. That's Mashma only kosher Jews Haben Sina Sharu. So therefore the Mishnah infers two ways. Therefore, there's no inference to the Mishnah. We stick to the Brisa that Ptuadak is Mutta ben Asina, and so is the Kayim Ptuadak. Look the Mishnah weiter. Amayni Mayavi Asurim Bisurim Yisraelim. Amayni Mayavi Aser, and it is a permanent Aser. Avanik Vesey, Mutaris Miyad. The females are Mutta right away. The Amaynis is Mutta right away. Mitzi Vadaymeinim Asurim Atshloisha Dairis. They're only us until generation number three. Echad Chorim Vechad Nekevus, but applies equally to male and female. Shimon Matras and Nekevus Miyad. Amrav Shimon Kavachayim Rador. It's a Kavachayim Ramah, but Malkim Shasas Saschayim Yisrael and Bayah Moini. Hitras and Nekevus Miyad. Malkim Shlosas Saschayim at Shlosh Adairus. Ein Adin Shin Yatras and Nekevus Miyad. Mitzvah Nadaymer, less severe. Amr Lo Im Halokha Nekabel. If this is what you heard from your Bayim, we can't argue on you. Meaning, we can argue on you, but we can't slug you up because you heard it from your Abayim. But from the din, if you figured this out on your own, yes, tshuva. Amar lem loy. First of all, you can't slug me up. And second of all, kalocha ani aymer, I'm saying a halocha. Don't think of my vayitim and ani mili. How do I know that amayni beloy amayni? Amar ab yechid amar kak karei shol zavid yaitil likus aplishti. When shol saw David go out to meet Goliath. Amar lav nisar atzavah ben mizanar. Whose son is this lad? Avner. I don't know. Shaul didn't know who he was. He loved David. He bore his arms. He was asking who was his father. He didn't know David's father. He was a famous man. He went in with a crowd of 600,000 people. And for the Gemara, Haki Kamar. So, imi parents asi imi zerach asi. Is he from parents or from zerach? Imi parents asi malkahava. Then he'll be a king because he shows signs of monarchy. Each amelach parents gather las zerach. He comes from parents because parents means he can break through somebody's field if he needs it. Rashi learns even from his personal use. Imi machim yodim, we can't stop him. Imi zerach asi chashiva baal mahava. He'll just be chashiv, but he won't be a king. My time, Amalei Shalala. Why was he worried that David is going to take away his kingdom? His clothing fit exactly. So Shaul had this kingly look, and David fit right away into the clothing. That means he has that kingly look as well, and therefore Shaul was frightened that this was the man that's going to take his kingdom away, because Shaul knew that his dynasty is not going to last. He just didn't know who was going to be the one to take it away, and he viewed that person as a relative. Zakti Gemara. Why are you questioning whether he's going to be a king?
He knew he was going to take it away. He can't even fight Hashem. Let it go.
Not fighting Hashem. He's preserving his halachic right not to have somebody take it away. Hashem will take it away his own way after he dies. It's one thing, not while he's alive. That's what I guess he figured. Why don't you ask if he's kosher? My time is the custom of Rus and Mavia. Comes from Rus. She says, oh, Mamzik said Mumzar. That means it's just from a strange relationship, regardless of male or female. Mitzvah v'lai mitzvahs. Shiny ochre the mefarish time of the crowd. Varshly kidm eschem alechem of mamayim. Darkishalish lekadim v'lai darkishalish lekadim. At the time on the males that they didn't greet with bread and water. Women don't do it. So Dayek said, ha'ilam kad manashim likus hanashim v'lokid nashim likus nashim. Women should greet women. Ishtik, so Avner was quiet. Yadu emar melech shol, shal atum mibem mizalum. Find out. We don't have clarity in the halacha.
Going back
to find out now, find out whether he's kosher.
Not about whether he's
kosher. No. If he's kosher, it makes no difference.
So is there trust him in what he's asking for?
First he asked one question, and after the conversation he said, find out if he's kosher. It's two different questions. No. Actually, yes, all the questions. They kept quiet. They wanted to announce his puzzle. It's an amazing thing. This is while he's fighting Goliath. This is while this is happening, the nation of David and Goliath. And at that same time, they're handling whether David is kosher or not. And they were going to announce it because halacha is halacha. He can kill Goliath. If he's puzzle, he's puzzle. I must have had issues with my. Again, this happened while David went out to fight Goliath. This conversation took place. He said, we saw him go out, Likwas HaPlishti.
He volunteered, David volunteered to
yes.
Go do it?
Yes. Mamasa ben ishi shmai yisru shayla shabal v'gayu bas nochash. Chsuv yasar ishmeili. One place it calls him Achimeli, and one place it calls him Ishmeli. I'm a rabbi, I'm a shachar, I'm a kishmov. I'm a komish and Ishmael, look, a zoom. You talk about Kayo should be pierced with a sword. Kachmu kablani mi beizdin ish shmul or masi. Amayni vile amayvinis, mayavi vile mayavis. In fact, the Gemara mima heyman, do we trust him? It was the gay of him. I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, called Hamachakum Shemar, I'm a look, a boy, I'm kind of my son, I'm a shaman boy, I'm a love, ain't shaman boy. He has to say before it's the gay of him. Here it was the gay of him. Now the Gemara shiny uncle, the shmul beizdin a kayim. The mice are there alive, and you can go check it out. Check the Gemara Mikol Makom Kasha. The Chayv is a Kasha. Why didn't the women go meet the women? How can Tagima Kol Kudu Bas Melech Snima? A woman is serious that doesn't even go out to women. How? But my Rabbi Amitai Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yemei Lufsai Are You Sorry Ishtecha? Jumami stayed in the tent. Kitanoi. Amayni Vlo Amayni Smiyavim Vlo Miyavis Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which is comes from the Halacha. And Rabbi Shimon, I'm advised like his mother, but I'm a mind, I'm a shalish lakad, period. So, Rabbi Maitach said, Patakhtul my Sera, you opened up my bonds. I'm a double like a Shvach Rabbani, some shame is Sera Shoyalai. There are two bonds against my dynasty. Psachtim, Rusa Mevia, who was my grandmother, but now my Amoinis, who's Rechavim's mother, Shlomo's wife. So, Rabbi Maitach said, Rabbi says, Yisat Hashem Alekai, you did many favors to me. If we secho your wonders, and Machshav secho Eleinu, or to us. Elijah never alone. Well, I'm sure Chavim Yosef Bechekas of David. Chavim sat in the lap of David. Amalei told him, "Alive, Alecha never stay mikras halavim." These two psukim were said about me, meaning that which two psukim? What? Azayi Shlo Kidmo, right? Don't think of my advice. I thought now I came. It's already hinted in the Torah. There it says Hanim Tzoyis. Here it says I found my David in ready inside. Meaning Hanim Tzoyis, which David is already hinted to there. B'shem Kachiv Meshach. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yechonim. Bat Ger Amaynik Shere Lakuna. Come on, Ikra Yehuda, my Bat Ger Zocher, Kabat Chol Zocher. any bas ger can't marry a kayin. Ikab yudim shita. Amam ger shenasig yeres mitzvah sheir lakuna. So for sure, it should be usher mutter here. What's the difference than any ger that marries a yeres, right? So for sure, over here, it's no difference. The chitema behanach the ruin lover b'kol. Maybe it's only mutter if the marriage is legal. Meaning he's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. I have a high day in Roy Lover because law, even if he marries a Giyaris, it's possible. Minole, where would I know it from? And we're going to leave it for Mech Hashem Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful Yom Tov. Bezeichet in Mekabel Torah.
Have a good Yom Tov.